Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of shiurim, Maseches Negaim, Lili Nishmas, Elisha Chanina, Ben Yedid Nafshi, Arav Aaron Avram. And we are on Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph, V'siyata Dishmaya. The third Mishnah in the previous Perek taught that there are three symptoms which confirm Tumah in a neg on normal skin. What are they? White hair, Seir Lavan, Pisyon expansion, and healthy looking skin of Michya within the Nega. So we're now going to compare these symptoms, says the Mishnah. Yesh b'Seir Lavan, Masha'in b'Pisyon, v'yesh b'Pisyon, Masha'in b'Seir Lavan. There are stringencies that apply to white hair which do not apply to expansion, and there are stringencies that apply to expansion that do not apply to white hair. Seir Lav, Shaseir Lavan, Metame b'Tchila, Umetame b'Chol Mar Lavan, Vainbo Simen Tairo. That a white hair renders tuma initially, renders tame with any shade of white, and it doesn't have a simen tara. There's no symptom whereby it's tara. Two white hairs that appear on a nega on its initial examination cause the afflicted person to be confirmed tame. He's mamish muchlat. At first there was a nega, and then there was the white hairs. The nega spreading, however, is only a symptom of confirmation when there was a previous period of confinement. So from the get-go, from the outset, you cannot have a muchlat if it's pisyon, but you can have a muchlat if there's seyar lovan. That's one thing. Number two, umetame v'chol mara lovan. It renders tame with any shade of white. A white hair in a nega confirms tuma even if it is a darker white shade. Then the four shades mentioned in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, that make a nega tame. The Torah emphasizes umara hanega onok meor besar, and the appearance of the nega is deeper than the skin. The nega must be bright white and distinguishable from the skin. Torah's Kohanim Darshan's Mara Nega Amok, Emar Seir Lavan Amok. The appearance of the Nega is deeper, i.e. brighter, than the color of the skin, but the appearance of the white hair, which the Torah describes immediately before, need not be brighter than the color of the skin. So, when we spoke in Perek Rishon about the four shades of white, that's only talking about the skin. But when we talk about the hairs, the Seir Lavan, the two white hairs, it can even be a white hair in a nega confirms tuma, even if it's a darker white shade than the four shades mentioned in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, that make a nega tame. But when you talk about expansion, pisyon, it only confirms tuma when it is one of the above mentioned tame shades. And it has no simen whereby it's tahor. As we learned in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, if a confined nega spreads until it covers the entire body, the afflicted person becomes tahor. White hair, however, has no such kula. If there are two white hairs in the nega, then all the hairs on his body turn white. The afflicted person remains tameh. As the Bartanur says, Ve'ilu v'pisyon yish b'simen tairo, shim parach b'kulo tar. So if white hair doesn't have a simen tairo, if pisyon does, if it's parach b'kulo, the person is tahor. Yesh b'pisyon shapisyon metame b'chol shehu. There are stringencies that apply to expansion, because a pisyon is metame b'chol shehu. Expansion renders tame with any amount. White hairs cause tuma only when there are at least two white hairs, as Chazal learned. Umetame b'chol hanegayim renders all negayim tame. As I mentioned in the previous parak, every type of nega that afflicts a person's clothing or his house becomes confirmed tame if the nega spreads, whereas white hair is confirmed saras only for negayim on a normal skin, a boil, or a burn. chutz or metame b'chol hanegaim chutz lanega mashen ken b'seir lavan. So the pisyon renders all negaim tame. Like we said, a person is clothing or his house. Mashen ken, when it comes to white hairs, that's only confirmed if it's on normal skin, a boil or a burn. And renders chutz lenega, and renders tummy when it spreads outside the nega, which is not the case with white hairs. Meaning, a nega that expands beyond its own borders confirms tumma, whereas white hairs confirm tumma only when they grow on the nega and not next to it. Because it says v'ser l'benega hafach lavan, the hair in the nega turned white. It has to be inside. So let's review the Mishnah. Yesh b'ser lavan mashem b'pisyon. There are stringencies that apply to white hair which don't apply to expansion. Yesh b'pisyon mashem b'ser lavan. And there are stringencies that apply to expansion which don't apply to white hair. Shaser lavan matam v'tchil matam v'chol mar lavan mevosim matayra. White hair renders tum initially, renders tum with any shade of white, and has no symptom whereby it is tahar. Whereas pisyon, all these things don't apply. It's not initially, it's not any shade of white, and there is a symptom where it's all tahar. And the whole thing will pearl person becomes white. Yesh b'pisyon, pisyon has a chumrutz, shem b'pisyon tami b'chol shehu, any amount, u'matami b'chol ha'negayim. Pisyon is all types of negayim, chutz l'nega, ma she'en ken b'se'alam, it's also chutz l'nega, even if it's outside of the nega, that's pisyon. Ma she'en ken, the right hairs have to be inside the nega, ma she'en ken b'se'alam, and none of these things apply to white hairs. Beautiful. Now let us continue on to Mishnah Beis. Yesh b'michne ma she'en b'pisyon, there are stringencies that apply to living skin, which do not apply to extension. Yesh b'pisyon mashen b'michya, and there are stringencies that apply to expansion, which don't apply to living skin. As explained in the previous parak, a nega that contains a square lentil-sized area of michya of living skin is confirmed as tsaras immediately, whereas expansion only causes tuma after the nega has been confined. And that's why the Mishnah says, Sheha michya mitame betchila. Michya is mitame initially. If initially the kohen looks and he sees a nega, and inside there's a michya tztame. But pisyon is only after there's hasgara. After he's a muzgar, then he becomes a muchlat when there's pisyon. So Sheha michya mitame betchila. Michya can already be a machlit him from the get go. Or metame b'chol mara, renders tame with any appearance, any normal skin inside the nega makes the afflicted person confirmed tame. So that applies only to the michyon, michya, not the pisyon. The michya is chomare. Any normal skin inside the nega makes the afflicted person a confirmed tame. The Rambam argues in Tumas Saraskim obeys, and he says that any color inside the nega that's not a tsaras shade even if it is not a normal skin color, it's considered a michyon causes tumah. According to the Bar Denura and the Rash, it has to be normal skin color. Hainu kemara habasar, bein kushi, bein lavan, bein edom. It doesn't matter what color. The Rambam says, but it has to be basarad. The Rambam says, even if it's not normal skin color, it's always considered a michyon causes tumah. Rush implies that the michya has to be the same color as the normal skin color of the afflicted person. But when it comes to, that's a little bit difficult to read into the Mishnah, but when it comes to the pisyon has to be tzaras color, not b'chol mare. And then yesh b'pisyon what do we have by pisyon that apply to expansion? Chumras that apply to expansion. And that is, shapisyon v'tame b'chol shehu. Expansion renders tame with any amount, even a tiny spreading of the nega, can confirm tuma. Whereas a michya must be at least the size of a lentil bean to cause tuma. When it comes to pisyon, every type of nega becomes confirmed if it spreads. Michya is only a symptom of tsaras in a nega on regular skin or on a bald spot. Those are the only two times where you have a michya. It has to be regular skin or a bald spot. If it's not one of those two things, then it is not going to be mitame. Whereas when it comes to pisyon is mitame if it spreads everything. Every type of nega becomes confirmed if it spreads. But michya is a symptom of tsaras only on regular skin or a bald spot, and chutz lenega, and renders tame outside the nega. When we talk about pisyon, it's outside the nega, of course, it spreads out. Mashen kain b'michya. Michya is only a symptom if it's inside the nega. So, again, let's reread Mishnah Beis. Yesh micha mashen b'pisyon, yesh pisyon mashen b'michya. There's stringencies that apply to living skin, which don't apply to expansion. Stringencies that apply to expansion, which don't apply to living skin. Shem micha metam b'tchila metam b'chol mara michya. Living skin applies, renders tum initially and renders tame with any appearance. And that doesn't apply to pisyon. Pisyon is not b'tchila, not b'chol mara. And yesh b'pisyon, shepisyon metam b'chol shum, metam b'chol negayim. Pisyon has a chumra that it's metam b'chol shum and b'chol negayim. And whereas michya has a shear and it's not b'chol negayim. It's only in a regular skin around a bald spot. And it's also pisyon tzchutz l'nega. Mashen ken michya, michya is inside the nega. And we've been zoche b'siyata d'shmaya to learn Mishnah Aleph and Mishnah Beis. And b'ritzos Hashem darkeinu, I look forward to continuing and learning these very important Mishnayos, which Mishnayos aren't important. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.